What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step by step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck. And on today's REI Weekly Deal Breakdown, I'm going to talk about a house that we actually wholesaled through the MLS on 144 Brook Trail in Greenwood Lake, New York. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast or YouTube channel, my name is Greg Helbeck. I've been a full-time entrepreneur now for, over 8 years. I've done over 200 real estate deals. And the purpose of this podcast is to share with the listeners and viewers all the lessons I've learned from the streets. So everything you're going to learn here is either a real deal or lesson or an interview with an expert on what it takes to succeed in real estate. And I'm going to share a lot of case studies because this is not theory regurgitated from a book. This is actual knowledge from experience. So if you do get value from this episode or any episode, please do me a favor and share the show with your friends, like the video on YouTube, and subscribe to the channel. It would really mean a lot to me. So today we're talking about 144 Brook Trail in Greenwood Lake, New York. So the way that I actually found this property was through a very good friend of mine, Nick Martucci. He locked the deal up with the seller, which just means he put it in contract, and it was a little bit of a tight deal to wholesale traditionally. So he asked me if I ever did this thing called a novation. And if you're not familiar with a novation, it's basically a wholesale deal on the MLS. Instead of assigning your contract to a buyer, you end up replacing your contract. It's pretty much the same thing, but the paperwork's a little different. And I said, I am familiar with them. I know how to do them. And if the numbers make sense, we can definitely make this one work. I believe he actually got it under contract for $350,000. And this is a property in a very good area. It's right by a lake. It's called Greenwood Lake. And the house was worth like $400,000 as is. He got it under contract for $350,000. So if you're looking at that deal on the surface as like a flipper, that's really tight because by the time you close on it and put a little work into it and pay some soft costs, you're going to either break even or lose money. But if you do a novation, you can basically sell the house and not have a lot of closing costs. And if it's truly worth $400,000, you can make $30,000-$40,000 in profit after you pay out a commission. So anyway, long story short, we got on contract. We agreed to partner on this specific deal. The source was a referral in this case. And I put it on the market through a flat fee listing service, which is basically a company that allows you to list a house on the MLS. You pay a small fee up front and then you pay a little fee on the back end. And you don't have to pay a full listing commission of 2 or 2.5%. So listed it on the market at $399 and had a good amount of interest and ended up finding a cash buyer on this property instead of a mortgage buyer. So when you do an actual novation, you can sell to a buyer who's getting a mortgage because you're not assigning your contract. You're getting your contract replaced. And I was like, hey, I think we can actually assign this contract because it's a cash buyer, right? If you're dealing with a bank mortgage buyer, the bank doesn't allow you to assign the contract. So when you have a cash investor or a cash buyer, you're allowed to assign it because there's no banks involved. So anyway, found that offer. We decided to go forward with it. Ended up assigning our contract to this buyer for a $50,000 fee. But in this case, we weren't going to make all that profit because there was commissions we had to pay. I believe we paid 2.5% to the buyer's agent. We had to pay some closing costs. And we thought at this point it was going to be a fairly easy deal because we found a cash buyer. We got a fairly good price with the seller. But boy, were we wrong. There was a lot of issues with this property that ended up taking about 6 months to close. So the first issue here was that there was a septic tank on the property. And in this area in New York, there's lots of septics in Greenwood Lake because it's somewhat remote for the most part, especially this house was up on the hill. So there was a septic issue. Number one, the tank was in bad shape. And number two, the tank was smaller than we needed it to be in order for the house to be a legal 3-bedroom house. Because according to the septic inspection, we found out that the septic tank was too small to support 3 bedrooms. Therefore, legally, it was only a 2-bedroom house, which ultimately made the value less than what we thought it was. So we ended up giving a credit to the buyer, and then we actually got a small price reduction from the seller. Second problem here was that the seller really had a difficult time moving. They didn't know where they were going originally, and then they found out they were moving to Rochester, and then they were paying cash for the property in Rochester, and we had to wait for them to get all their ducks in a row, which took months and months. And then once we got all that worked out, the third issue here with the property was that the deck was illegal. They did work on the deck. They never pulled a permit for it. So they had to get the building department out to the property again. And the building department in Warwick ended up saying it wasn't good enough and they never gave her the permit for the deck. Then we had to leave some money in escrow. And the whole thing was just a complete mess, basically. Like the deal at the end of the day, yes, it was technically worth it because we ended up netting like $31,000 on it. But if you take all the work, the logistics, and the 6 months we really had to go through to get this deal done, I probably wouldn't have done this deal again if I knew exactly how it was going to go down after the fact. So what are some lessons you can learn from this experience on 144 Brook Trail? The first lesson is your competition is your collaboration, right? So don't look at your competitors as people you want to dominate and destroy. Look at your competitors, people you can ultimately do deals with. Because in this case, Nick had a great lead. He didn't know how to work the novation. So he reached out to me. And instead of him making $0 on the house, he made half of our profit because he partnered with me, in this case, who was an expert, to do that deal. So look at your competition as collaborators. The second lesson on this deal is that if you're going to get involved on the MLS, you really got to know what you're doing. This was not an easy deal. If I was a brand new investor rookie, I would have never been able to close it. So when you're dealing with real estate agents and cash buyers and they're not investors, you got to partner with someone who's an expert when you're getting involved on the MLS. So that's the second lesson. And then the third lesson is pretty straightforward. As I said earlier, like this deal probably wasn't worth it at the end of the day. If I knew all the garbage we were going to have to go through, I probably would have said, we need a lower price or whatever. Really make decisions on your deals and understand not only is there a money cost here, there's a huge time opportunity. This took up a lot of our time. So really weigh the upside versus the downside. Probably wouldn't do this one again. But at the end of the day, as I say, you can't go broke making a profit. So any deal sometimes is better than no deals. Hopefully you got value from this. If you have a property in New York or Reno or Delaware or San Diego, you want to either partner with me on a wholesale basis or just sell to me. I am a cash buyer. Email me, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com. If you got value from this show, please review it online and share the show with others and also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks so much for watching, listening. I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care.